This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We just did a big office renovation here at Marketplace World Headquarters. The place had, frankly, gotten a little run-down looking. Included, of course, were the restrooms, which, until I read a piece in the Wall Street Journal today, I had thought were pretty nice. I mean, they are, the new ones. But it turns out that really upscale office washrooms are the new thing in corporate America. Keiko Morris wrote about it for the Wall Street Journal. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What has happened that office bathrooms are now the thing, I guess?
Well, there are a couple things going on here. One, you have had for a very long time the hospitality industry really elevating the bathroom design in public places, and people have become used to that. So we're talking about hotels, restaurants, and at the same time, you have office design becoming elevated. People are creating these open spaces, but also trying to create more comfortable, homey spaces.
Yeah.
And so part of the office design also is that more and more people are getting crammed into the open office space, and folks are realizing they need these spaces of respite.
Wow. Describe them for me. Give me, I mean, you obviously walked around and looked at a bunch of these. What's a typical nice new office bathroom look like?
So, of course, we highlighted the ones that really went to town with these. So, for instance, WeWork has restrooms on one of its headquarters floors. It's sort of like a Nordic spa, dark, with video screens. You can watch loops of surfing competitions. We should mention Airbnb has some bathrooms where they've got sort of a forest theme and they have crickets sounding in there.
Wow.
And then we also have bathrooms that have playlists.
Wow.
So you can rock out.
So, should you be so inclined. Back to the Airbnb thing, though. There was one, they put like video games in there and people were just spending too much time in the bathroom. Is that the deal?
Yes. So there you can have too much fun with these designs.
Right.
So one was a retro 80s video game design, and they actually had Mario Brothers in there, and they decided to take it out.
Where did Joe go? He's been in the bathroom half an hour. Anyway.
Exactly.
So look, down to brass tacks, though, this is an issue now. Restrooms are an issue for would-be tenants and, in theory, would-be employees, right?
Yes. Brokers love to say this. So basically, there's a war for talent, they say, and your office is one tool for attracting and retaining talent. And so tenants, the companies themselves, have taken note. Some landlords are also realizing that they have to elevate the bathroom design.
Sure. All right, put up or shut up time. How are the bathrooms at the Journal?
Part of the reason for writing this is talking to designers, and just I write about the office market, and I started hearing about these bathrooms, and of course, the bathrooms at the Journal were not up to snuff, and I was having bathroom envy.
Yeah. Oh my goodness!
But maybe the folks upstairs read the article.
Well, here's hoping. Here's hoping. Keiko Morris covers commercial real estate for the Journal. Keiko, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thanks so much.